بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن لله ملائكة سياحين يبلغوني عن أمتي السلام، رواه النسائي رحمه الله تعالى. سيدنا ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has certain angels who are roaming, they are wandering the earth. يُبَلِّغُونِي عَنْ أُمَّتِيَ السَّلَامِ. Whenever anyone sends salam upon me, then the purpose of these angels is that one of them is nearby and they convey this salam to me. From the Quran and the Hadith, we are given two commands. One is to send salat, Durood Sharif, and the other is to send salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And regarding both of them, it is mentioned that there is a group of angels, so it must be a very large group of angels who are wandering the earth, and they are ready. That does anyone say salam? Does anyone say Durood Sharif? And they convey that to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now what happens after that? From the lengthy narrations, we understand that thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for that person. Whenever we have some problem or with some matter, or whenever we get the opportunity to meet someone who we think is pious, we ask them for dua. And we think that this person's dua will be more accepted than mine. So hopefully through his dua we will get out of this situation. Through his dua our dini or dunyawi condition will improve. Sending Durood Sharif, reciting Salat and Salam is the equivalent of asking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to make dua for you. The greatest person, the most pious person of all time. So what doubt can there be in his dua being accepted? That is why I do not have time for incidents. But history tells us that the person who reads Durood Sharif in abundance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves him from all types of worldly and deeny calamities. When this is the case, then it should be the purpose and part of the routine of every Muslim to recite Durood Sharif in abundance on a daily basis. 100 times, 200 times, 300 times, but a person should fix an amount and recite Durood Sharif on a daily basis. With this in mind, that it is for my benefit only. It is for my benefit more than the benefit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But today I wish to mention one other point, which is that we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is a form of Durood Sharif as well. The Durood Sharif we read in Salah is a form of Durood Sharif as well. But those forms of Durood Sharif which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself taught us, they are the best form of Durood Sharif. That is the words Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted us to use to send Durood Sharif upon him. And there are different words conveyed in the ahadith. And each of them have their own barakat and their own blessings and their own specialities. So today, when as you are leaving, at the back they you will see a small booklet on the windowsill. And it is titled 100 Salat and Salam. And what is this booklet? This booklet was originally compiled by the first Shaykh al-Hadith of Darul Bari, Hazrat Maulana Islam al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And it contains 100 forms of Durood Sharif which are found in the Ahadith taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, this was, you can say, probably in 1960s, 70s. And recently, my teacher and Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Salim Dorat Sahib, he republished it and he has divided it into 7 sections. To read on a daily basis. So there is a section for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And each section takes 3 to 4 minutes. Hazrat has written in the introduction and he has timed it. And he has said each section takes three to four minutes. But if a person makes it a purpose of reading this, takes up 3-4 minutes a day, then over the entire week, he will have read the majority, if not all the forms of Durood Sharif that come in the Ahadith. So one can only imagine how much barakat he will receive. So everyone is requested, firstly, let us bring Durood Sharif on a regular basis in our life. And secondly, everyone is requested that on your way out, take one copy of this with the intention of reading it. Fix a time for it, 3 to 4 minutes. It is not difficult to take out 3 to 4 minutes. And inshallah, if we start this in the month of Ramadan, then through the barakah of this will last the entire year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen. Wa khul da'wana. Alhamdulillah.